Good afternoon, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa's fourth quarter conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of i-advize Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Corporación Aceros Arequipa's fourth quarter earnings conference call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru, are Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today, they will be discussing fourth quarter 2019 results as per the press release issued by the company yesterday. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you're a member of the media and wish to direct any question to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. For a copy of the earnings report or the webcast presentation that accompanies this call, please visit the company's website. If you need any assistance or wish to be included in future distributions, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to a disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer of Aceros Arequipa, who will begin the presentation. Tulio, please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to our fourth quarter 2019 earnings calls. We appreciate your interest in Corporación Aceros Arequipa, and we are thankful for your time today. We are very pleased to, once again, have this opportunity to update your own our performance for the quarter and the full year period. As always, I wish to reaffirm our commitment of strengthening the company's communication channel with the market and maintaining transparency with all stakeholders. Please note that all figures are unaudited and on a consolidated basis. Additionally, any growth rates presented will be year over year unless stated otherwise. Let's begin today's presentation by taking a quick look at slide number 3, so we can review today's agenda. As usual, I will begin this presentation by briefly commenting on some of the relevant events that took place during the fourth quarter, as well as the year ended. Then we can review the consolidated results. After my presentation, Ricardo Guzmán, our CFO and IRO, will discuss operational and financial performance, as well as comment on 2020 guidance prior to the question and answer session. Let's then turn to slide number 4 for a review of the main event that took place during the quarter. As we have previously mentioned, back in January 2018, the Board of Directors approved an investment of $180 million to initiate the construction of a new main shop. However, as the project moved forward, some additional investments have become necessary in order to improve quality, efficiency, and safety, as well as to consider some minor deviation from our early estimations. Consequently, in January 30, 2020, the Board of Directors has approved an increase of the total amount to $208 million. As of December 2019, $391 million have been allocated to the construction of this project. $342 million correspond to 2019, of which $106 million was invested during the fourth quarter. In other events, in November, we established a new subsidiary, Aceros America, based in Chile, which aims to strengthen our commercial relations with local suppliers and further diversify our raw materials sources mix. At the moment, Aceros Arequipa owns 100% stake on this new company. Finally, I would like to briefly recap some of the annual highlights of 2019. First, during the first quarter, we got our third debt securities program approved by the Peruvian Securities and Exchange Commission. Then, during the second quarter, we managed to complete a full system-wide and operational integration with Comasa. During the third quarter, we revamped and launched our investor relations web portal. Finally, we changed our commercial business model in Bolivia, aimed to increase customer satisfaction and market share. Instead of direct sales from Aceros Arequipa in Peru, the market is being attended directly by our local subsidiary, Aceros del Altiplano. So far, the results of this initiative has proven to be according to our expectations. Moreover, we are currently evaluating different business opportunities locally and abroad, following our commitment to generate growth and maximize profitability, aiming to boost value to our shareholders. Please turn to slide number 6. Our performance for the quarter was in line with our expectations. Margins remain solid, and we continue moving forward with our investment pipeline while maintaining healthy leverage levels. And despite lower revenue due to market price fluctuations, overall gross profit was higher for the quarter and gross margin reached 18%. Profitability remained strong down the line as the company achieved for a second consecutive quarter one of its highest quarterly EBITDA ever reported at 109 million soles. Consequently, EBITDA margin reached 14%. About we consideration the results following the acquisition of Comasa in 2018 reflects a comparably lower net margin for the quarter and full year period. Nonetheless, excluding this effect, net margin will have been much higher, as well as we will see further into the presentation. On an annual basis, the company continues to grow with 12% higher revenues, while maintaining strong profitability with a full year EBITDA of $394 million. During the year, capex was $525 million, mainly driven by the $342 million that were allocated towards the new melt shop facility. Additionally, as we continue to reduce our inventory levels, working capital requirements were significantly lower. Consolidated net debt declines and represents 2x our full year EBITDA. Our commitment continues to focus on growth and value generation for our stakeholders. This year's growth has been the result of market share increase across all our core categories, which I stated in the end year goal of 2018 was our goal for 2019. Now, I would like to turn the floor to Ricardo Guzmán, our CFO and IRO, who will further discuss financial performance for the quarter. Ricardo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Julio. Good afternoon, and thank you again to everyone for joining us today. Please turn to slide number 8 for a review of our consolidated revenue performance. During the quarter, consolidated revenue declined by 16 million, or 2%, as market prices were lower. This was reflected mainly in local revenue, which reached 649 million soles, a decline of 19 million or 2.8% year over year. On the other hand, export revenues increased by 2.4% to 118 million soles. During the quarter, export revenues represented 15% of total consolidated revenue, similar to the fourth quarter of 2018. The Bolivian market there remains our main destination for the company's exports, and it was the main driver for the export revenue increase. On a per-product basis, core category experienced a positive performance as blue bars and white rods, and merchant bars increased by 4 million and 3 million soles respectively. Nonetheless, revenue of other products, which among other includes imported products, declined 24 million soles due to lower market prices. Now let's move to slide number 9 to discuss profitability measures. Gross profit for the period was 138 million soles, which represented an increase of 7 million or 6% compared to the fourth quarter of 2018. This was mainly due to lower raw material prices and lower energy costs. Gross margin reached 18%, which was 1.3 points higher versus the fourth quarter of 2018. Gross profit increase also drove a higher EBITDA for the quarter, reaching 109 million soles, 10 million soles higher year over year, or 10% compared to 2008. Consequently, EBITDA margin rose to 14%, a full percentage point increase compared to the same period of 2018. Now, let's take a closer look to EBITDA growth drivers on slide number 10. As we mentioned earlier, the higher EBITDA for the quarter was mainly due to higher gross profit. EBITDA was also affected by lower SG&A, excluding of depreciation and amortization, mainly due to lower expense of third-party services and a reduction of personal expenses. SG&A, excluding depreciation and amortization, also declined as a percentage of revenue to 6% compared to 6.2% as the fourth quarter 2018. Other net operating expenses had a slightly net effect on EBITDA. EBITDA margin was 14%, 1.5 percentage points above the margin obtained in fourth quarter 2018. If we move forward to the bottom line, please let's go to slide number 11 to take a look into our net profit. During the fourth quarter of 2019, net profit was 23 million soles lower year over year as a result of the fourth quarter 2018 reflect the recognition of a badwill income effect of 49 million generated after the acquisition of Comas. Not considering this badwill effect, the net profit will have increased by 60% or 25 million soles, as operating profit will have been 14 million soles higher, coupled with lower net financial expenses and less negative effect of exchange rate differences. Now, please, let's move to slide number 12 to discuss our debt metrics. As of December 2019, the company continued to demonstrate a solid financial position. Total financial debt was 1,219 million soles, 134 million soles higher than that as of December 2018. 339 million soles were included as part of the financial lease of our new mailshop. Nonetheless, short-term debt was lower versus December 2018, in line with lower working capital requirements. Consolidated net financial debt fell by 67 million soles compared to December 2018 and reached 774 million soles. Therefore, the consolidated net debt to EBITDA ratio was 2 times, which was lower than the 2.3 times registered as of December 2018. As of December 2019, 47% of total debt was denominated in soles, while the remainder was denominated in US dollars. The financial lease signed with Banco de Crédito is for up to $180 million. It will be used to finance the new mail shop in Pisco and is comprised of 2 contracts, which a combined 10-year tenor with an initial 3-year free of principal payment. The net financial debt to EBITDA covenant on these leases, which is based on a non-consolidated financial, is 4.5 times during the investment period until 2020 and 3.5 times for the following years. Now let's move to slide number 13 to discuss working capital and capex. Operating working capital as of December of 2019, which excludes cash available for sale assets and financial liability, declined to 834 million soles, mainly driven by a reduction in inventories of 280 million soles, lower Inventories were the result of lower stock of billets, scrap metal, finished products, and a reduction of prices. CapEx for the full year 2019 was 525 million soles, of which 342 million were disbursed for the construction of the new melter, reaching an accrued investment of 391 million soles for this project. Due to the nature of this financing, CapEx and the corresponding leasing disbursements are not represented on our cash flow statement. Among other items, CapEx included disbursement for the acquisition of land in the Lodin district used to further expand operations, new warehouses in Bolivia, the new mill shop, upgrades to our rolling mill, and others. Now let's turn to slide number 14 to discuss cash flow. As of December 2019, cash flow from operation was positive, mainly explained by EBITDA generation and a reduction in working capital requirements. Cash flow from investments was a negative 142 million soles as investments in fixed assets reached 183 million, partially offset by asset sales of 27 million soles, which included the sale of a real estate property in Arequipa, an interest and dividend received of 13 million soles and 0.3 million respectively. Cash flow from financing was also negative, mainly due to debt service and dividend payments for the year, which reached 71 million. It's important to point out that a capital leasing agreement of our new mill shop is not included in cash flow from financing. Now let's move to slide number 16 to review our guidance. Revenue growth target ranges for 2020 year are expected at between 2 to 4% with EBITDA, between 420 and 460 million soles. The CapEx target for the year should be at 600 to 700 million soles, subject to the appropriate board approval. Dividend paid during 2020 are expected to be above 70 million. The earnings per share ratio is expected to be higher than 0.2 soles achieved during 2019. With this, we conclude our presentation. Thank you for your attention. We are looking forward to answering all questions. So at this point, we can move on to the Q&A session of the presentation. Operator, please proceed.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. One moment while we queue. I will take our first question from Ethel McGowan from Capia. Your line is open.
Hi, Tulio and Ricardo. First, congrats on the great quarter and on the great 2019. I have a couple questions. The first one is regarding volume. Could you give us what was the volume sold for Aceros Arequipa individually, and what was the volume sold for Comasa? And my second question would be, I certainly didn't expect the high CapEx number for 2020, and I understand a great part of that is still going to be invested in the new melt shop, but could you tell us a little bit about what other investments you're going to make this year?
Yes, with respect to volume, it has been around 2-3% growth. With respect to the CapEx for this year, of course, is the new mail shop, which will be an important portion of the investment. And also, we are working on the budget for our Lurin new warehouses. Those two projects represent are the biggest investment for the following year among other minor investments.
And just to follow up question there on the CapEx for the melt shop, that 208 million dollars of investment, that's excluding VAT, right? Taxes.
Excluding what, sorry?
VAT, IGB.
Ah, yes, of course, yes.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Thank you.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. And we'll take our next question from Juan Pablo Brosset from Credit Corp. Your line is open.
Morning, Tulio and Ricardo. Thank you very much for hosting the call, and congrats on the strong quarter in terms of margins. I just had a couple of questions. The first one is regarding synergies. I was wondering, what are the next steps on the Comasa integration process, and when should we expect these next steps to take place during the year? And the second one regards the 2020 outlook that you mentioned. I was wondering if we should expect even stronger volumes from Bolivia in 2020, since we saw volume increases in this fourth quarter when Bolivia had difficult times with social demonstrations and protests.
The finalists. So far, the main synergies with Comasa has been labor, but an important part of the synergies that we are expecting and evaluating will come once we consolidate both operation in our warehouse in Lurín. So far, the Lurín project is expected to be developed to the end of this year.
To be finished
at the end of this year. We can expect the first quarter of next year start implementing the synergies of consolidating operations and, of course, expenses of maintaining two warehouses. Additionally, today, Comasa pays a rent for the warehouses it is using as of today. With respect to Bolivia, despite all the problems that we have been facing politically in Bolivia, the market for steel products reacted really, really fast by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And for next year, our projections are conservative in Bolivia, because it will depend on when the new mail shop that is being built in Bolivia will start operation.
We expect that they start operation around July, but we don't know about his own ramp up, no? But it's very important in this business. They have no experience, and probably the ramp up will be 3 or 4 months later than common ramp up.
Great. Thank you very much for your answers, and once again, congratulations on the results.
Thank you.
And we will take a follow-up from Ethel McGowan from Capia. Your line is open.
Julian, Ricardo, I just had another question regarding on costs and what specifically drove gross margin higher this quarter. And I was just thinking, was it that imported scrap prices dropped, or was it the locally sourced scrap? And regarding the locally sourced scrap, do you see any impact on prices with the new scrap bonus the government is giving starting this year?
Yes, The margins for the fourth quarter is basically explained by a better volume, and also because we have had a reduction in raw materials prices and also in energy costs. To give you an idea, we have renegotiated our electricity contract, our energy contract, and from our prices of $55 per megawatt, it has come down to almost $40 per megawatt. With respect to the bonus, we don't have nothing to comment there.
Could you please repeat the second question, because we have not clear your question?
Yeah, it was regarding the bono de chatarrero, that this scrap bonus that the government is implementing this year, and if you expected any impact on local scrap prices.
We have not enough information right now. It will depend on the regulations of this bonus, but we don't expect a big volume on that matter, no?
Right. Thank you. Thank you for taking my question.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. One moment while we queue. There appears to be no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Silgado for any closing remarks.
Thank you again for participating today. We are confident and excited on our plan for this 2020. You are welcome to join us in future calls and discussion pertaining to the execution of Acerra's Arequipa business plan and developments. Good afternoon.